Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Many vegetables that were planted in the spring, you know, such as tomatoes and squash, cucumbers and snap beans, are finishing up or have already finished in your garden. These are not vegetables we expect to go all the way through the summer. They finish up about midsummer, and when they're done, we just pull them out of the garden, throw them in our compost piles, and now we have some empty beds. Well, don't let those spots stay empty and unproductive through the rest of the summer. The southern pea is a delicious and easy-to-grow vegetable that you can plant right now. Southern peas are also known as field peas or cow peas. This vegetable loves the heat, and it fills in beautifully between the early summer crops that we're pulling out right now and then the fall crops that we're going to be planting later on. Besides having a delicious flavor, southern peas are high in protein, calcium, phosphorus, and any extras you might have can be frozen easily and eaten later on. Now, the different kinds of southern peas differ mainly in their growth habit, pod color, seed color, the color of the eye on the seed, and the seed type. The seeds can be cream or buff, brown. They can be black or spotted. Some varieties have a different colored area called the eye. Black-eyed peas are a type of southern pea. The eye can be pinkish. We have pink eye purple hulls. So this is an old traditional southern vegetable that we've just grown for a long time. And honestly, sitting down to a nice plate of southern peas like purple hull peas or black-eyed peas with some cornbread on the side, you just don't get any more southern than that. Now, you can plant a variety of different kinds. You'll find seeds available at your local nursery or garden center. You can also order seeds over the internet. Just to type in southern peas, and you'll find seed sources for a lot of different varieties. These are short-growing plants, so you don't have to build any trellises or put them on stakes. They're sort of bushy plants that will simply grow without any support. Now, there are different seed types, and when you look at the different varieties, you may see crowder and non-crowder types. The crowder pea is one in which the peas are packed so tightly in the pod that they kind of push against each other as they develop, and this causes the ends to be blunt. The regular peas, like the non-crowder peas, have rounded ends. Again, think about a black-eyed pea, and you have a good example of that. Southern peas are among the easiest of vegetables to grow. They're not picky about the type of soil they grow in, and they don't require a whole lot of fertilizer. You do want to make sure the area where you plant them is nice and sunny and well-drained. If you're planting into an existing vegetable garden, basically all you have to do is really till the soil up, add some organic matter, and work that in. The fertilizer left over from your previous crops will probably be plenty for southern peas. Southern peas are legumes, and remember, legumes like peas and beans can enter into a relationship with bacteria that live in the soil. Now, the atmosphere is mostly nitrogen, and nitrogen is a critical plant nutrient that they need to be healthy. But plants cannot get nitrogen out of the atmosphere. But these bacteria that live in their roots can. And so legumes have the ability to actually obtain nitrogen right out of the air through the cooperation they have with these soil bacteria. So you have to make sure that you never over-fertilize legumes. They just don't need it. Plant the seeds about a half of an inch deep, about 3 inches apart, and when they come up, thin them to about 6 inches. Harvest is generally in about 55 days, and it's a wonderful vegetable. Go out and pick. You just shell out the peas, cook them up, and like I said, you just can't find a better vegetable to plant this time of the year. Think about adding some southern peas to your gardens now. They'll keep your gardens productive from now all the way until we plant our fall crops. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.